My God, when is this press? When is somebody in this town going to take that Nagy and that Pace, those two morons, when are they going to take them to task? It's 34 years since we won the world championship. 34! And they're stumbling, bubbling, fumbling around like a bunch of nincompoops.
The great Ed Obradovich, the must-listen-to radio right here on WGN after the games. You got to listen. Ed Obradovich, thank you for joining us as you do every Monday after the Bears play. I just want to point out a well-deserved, just a great article in the Chicago Tribune about what you guys do, you and Dan Hampton and Kaz and the show you put on here on WGN Radio. Chicago Tribune just broke down why it's so successful. Part therapy, people love listening to you after the game, and you're helping out Bears fans after another crushing loss.
Well, Anna, that's awfully nice of you to say that. Dan Hampton and I have been together for friendship for since 1979, a long time.
Right.
And he's one of the greatest players I've ever seen play that inside position. By that, I mean defensive tackle. And obviously, he's in the Hall of Fame. But I tell you what, the show yesterday, that was one of the most trying shows that I've ever done, and I've been doing this for quite a while. I'm going to tell you, half the time, Anna, I didn't know where to even go with words. Stumbling around myself. I have, in my world of football, I have never in my life seen a half of football played at any level. And I'm talking Pop Warner, high school, college, and pros. I mean, when you, in the first half, you go 5-3 and outs, and you have a total of 20 plays, and you punt 6 times, and you have a total running and passing of 9 yards. And do you know out of the 9 yards, how many yards we passed for? 1. That would be 1 as in 1. I've never heard or read or seen anything like that in my career of being in Chicago, watching football, playing with the Bears, winning a world championship, and seeing things happen. Hollywood couldn't make this up.
OB, he's right.
I'll tell you what, I was totally lost yesterday. I don't get it. How can you pass for 1 yard? Now, I asked Mark Carmen when we found out they had, the first half they had a total of 9 yards. I can't get over that. I said, Mark, can you go back to find out for one of these stat companies?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when is the last time a team in the first half of football had 9 total yards running and passing? Well, he went to somewhere, I forget the name of it, and he came up. The farthest they could go back was about 40 years, and they had never heard of that.
I heard you guys live on the air when you're doing that. You said the fewest yards, 9 yards. Go back 40 years to find a team in the NFL that has done that. When you're doing that, it's impossible to win. And I think what we start looking at here as Bears fans is we wonder, is this it? Is the season over? What's the hope for the future? Do you see any signs of hope for SOB? Anything there at all?
Well, I think one of the things that has to happen is they've got to take, and I'm not kidding around about this either, they've got to take the play calling away from Nagy. I understand he's the head coach, and, he's calling the plays and everything, but my God, Anna, every game, and it comes down to the last minute, the last second of every game this year, of every game last year, we score 10 points, we score 14, we score 16. I mean, one time, not last week, this game yesterday, last week we had the ball for 38 minutes and we scored 16 points. Now, if you had Aaron Rodgers or any other quarterback worth their weight, I tell you what, they'd have been in the 40s or 50s. We can't score points. He gets down there the prior week 16 times in the red zone. And for folks, that's the 20-yard line in. That's the scoring zone. He tried one time to go into the end zone. We're on the 1 yard line, and we have to settle for a field goal. It's game after game after game. We this guy stretches it out, plays scared to death football, hoping to play in the last second we can kick a field goal. That's not how you play this game. You just don't play it that way. You go out to destroy people, and you score touchdowns. It's a violent game, and you've got to have people that are so committed and that truly understand the game. And from what I've seen with the Bears head coach, he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand it. All you have to do is go back between last season and the beginning of this season. What did they do in the offseason? Nothing. What did they do in the mini camps? Nothing. What did they do in training camp? Nothing. What did they do in the four exhibition games? Nothing. And what have we done so far halfway through the season? We can't even score a touchdown. We score about a touchdown a game. That's not how this game is intended to play. And I'll tell you what, these kids, and I'll say it again, these players, they're playing their hearts out. Mm-hmm. I can see it in them. I can feel it. They're playing their hearts out on both sides of the ball. And when you got a guy leading that struggles to find a way to make a call, my God, flood a zone in the end zone when you're in the red area to score. Flood a zone in the end zone. If it's the middle by the post or if it's in the corners, throw two, three people, receivers in there. And if they're covered, throw the damn ball into the stands. Try to score a touchdown. Try to win the football game instead of coming down every time, game after game, to the last second for some miracle play to happen so we could win the football game. It's not fair to the players, and it's not fair to the plans. And as far as I'm concerned, this guy Nagy, he is lost in space.
I don't really have a question, OB, because everything you just said is exactly how I feel, and I think 100% of Bears fans feel as
true.
Well. When it comes to the play calling, OB,
oh my God,
I almost took my shoe off and threw it at the TV watching it. You're at the 1 yard line and you hand it off to your 5 foot five running back when you got David Montgomery on the sideline. And guess what happened? He got stuffed at the line. He almost fumbled the ball. Next play, they hand it off to Montgomery and look what happens. He gets into the end zone. I just can't believe what I'm watching, OB. I'm stunned watching Bears games.
Why they have Tariq Cohen, he's our main back. Okay, not Williams. This kid is our main back. He's in the ace position. Do you know how much fear that strikes into the defense's heart? How about zilch? Zero. They sit back there. Did you remember we played the Saints? After play was over, they were making fun of Cohen. Their guy put his hand on top of his helmet. I mean, what are you thinking about? On the 1 yard line, and you give a dive, a quick opener right up the middle to a kid that's 5'5 and weighs about 180 pounds. I mean, my God. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks.
How do you fix this, OB? How do they
can
fix
you?
It? Can you fix it? There's 8 games left. I mean, they needed basically a miracle to get into the playoffs.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's one thing I think that they have to do. They've got to realize where they're at with Trubisky. I'm serious. They got to. You telling me that kid's been here 3 years and he's playing better football now than he did when he came here? He's not. He's not an accurate passer. He wasn't, he is not now, and he never will be. And I'll tell you what, next week we got Detroit coming in. Start him, fine, go. But I'll tell you what, if he's stumbling around in the middle of the second quarter, whatever, you can't let this game get out of hand. Make the switch. Put Chase Daniel in and see what can be done. And then see what happens. And if you have to put him back in, you put him back in. But you can't keep shoving Mitchell Trubisky down everybody's throat and telling everybody that he's a top-flight quarterback when he is not. He is not even close. And Nagy's got to quit shoving him down everybody's throat.
When the offense is this abysmal, talk about how that might affect the defense. Is that kind of thing contagious on a team? Does frustration just sort of abound when you get in a situation that just is this bad?
And I know what you're talking about. You know, back in 63, back in the day, I mean, we had a defense, my God, it was second to none. We had some of the greatest players ever put on a football uniform. And we went after people I'm telling you, heart and soul, physically, play after play, game after game. And I'll tell you what has to be done here is they've got to develop an attitude. They have to get an attitude. They've got to go after people. And they're really not going after people. You know, I could see it. You know, the defense this year compared to last year's defense, it's night and day. And were we getting beat on defense? Our strong suit was our front seven, okay? Not our defensive backs, our front seven. Our defensive backs, they had a great year last year, but they really didn't have to do too much. And we're getting beat up front now. In game after game, we're getting beat at the line of scrimmage. And more often than not, when you lose the battle at the line of scrimmage on both offense and defense, you will lose the football game.
Yeah, Eagles with 146 yards on the ground, Bears just 62, averaging 3.4 yards a carry.
Kevin, I don't know what to tell you where to go, but getting back to what Anna, I can tell you what, I would bench Trubisky, I'd start Chase Daniels, and I'd turn the play calling over to somebody else. I'm serious. And usually how play calling works. Normally what happens on an offense or defensive game plan, the prior three games that you have played, you'll have quality control people that work for you. They'll go back and get the down and distance, the time. You know, if it's in the first quarter and 8 minutes have gone by and it's third down and 8 yards to go on your own 45-yard line, they've got all the stats, usually from the prior three games. And then they come in and they sit down and they put a game plan, how to attack that team, how to attack their tendencies. That's basically how it's done. And Nagy, I don't know what's going on over there, but I'll tell you what. Just look at us. Down after down after down. The first five times, three and out, we punt. And to go back to, again to 9 yards, eight of them running and one passing. I hope these people driving cars don't crash into.
Well, that's actually, we have several listeners.
I don't know how to explain this.
OB, we have several listeners asking how you've been able to maintain your composure after these games. Although I'm not sure I'd call it that, but you've used words like nincompoops when I'm sure you were thinking of other words that could have been utilized in that moment, but that maybe you're taking deep breaths during the breaks or something because you can't believe what you're seeing out there.
No, and I'm going to tell you, neither can Dan. You know, and again, and I don't mean to talk in circles here, but there's it's right in front of us. It's like your listeners right now, the people that watch the game on Sunday or Monday or Thursday, like they can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to get over and tell them, oh, no, that's not happening. It's this. The team, we're together. We're all together. I've got your back. You got my back. I work with the receivers every day, and they have my back. I love them. They love me. The defense loves us. We love them. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Just get out there and play football like you're supposed to.
Thank you, OB. We want to thank you for the entertainment you provide and the therapy you provide after every game. And we actually had callers earlier on the John Williams show saying that they don't even watch the game anymore. They just listen to you guys because that's all they need.
I tell you, you know what? It's unfortunate, Anna, but I'll tell you what. And again, these kids, I can see it. They're fighting, doing everything they've got. But you've got to have a leader that puts you in the right position, puts you in the right place to attack offensively. And that has not happened all year. Why? We don't score touchdowns. We don't score points. We wait till the last damn minute and hope that somebody kicks a field goal or some miracle happens. I'm sorry, but that's basically the way it's been.
It's heartbreaking. Thank you, OB. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.